Title: Jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12. Color it with Jungle Swing Intermediate. Alright, let's build a jungle style ARP in Ableton Live 12, but not the clean synth arpeggiator kind. In jungle and classic rolling drum and bass, ARP often means a sample based riff, like a stab, a piano chord, a vocal hit, a mallet, a string stab, maybe a rave chord, and you retrigger it rhythmically until it becomes this hypnotic rolling pattern. The goal today is to make it dance with the drums using two layers of swing. First, a global groove using Groove Pool, and second, that regal jungle pocket. Micro-timing nudges and accents that make it feel alive. Then we'll do the big jungle move, resample it to audio and chop it like a break. Dock devices only. Set your mindset. We're aiming for rolling and slightly drunken, but still locked. The snare should feel immovable. The ARP should feel like it's skating around it. Step 0. Project setup. Put your tempo at 172 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 174 zone is perfect, but 172 is a sweet spot for testing groove. Now, before we even touch the ARP sample, build a quick drum bed. This is important. Swing decisions only make sense against drums. If you groove an ARP in solo, it might feel cool, but once the kit comes in, it can fall apart. So drop in a drum rack, pick a tight kick and snare, or use a break loop if that's your normal workflow. Program a classic DNB backbeat, snare on beat 2 and beat 4, meaning 2.1 and 4.1 in Ableton's grid. Put kicks around 1.1, 1.3, 3.1 as a starting point, then adjust to taste. Add late hats on 8ths or 16ths, nothing too loud. Think reference, not full production. We just need a groove anchor. Quick coach note, pick one reference grid and stick to it. In jungle, you can swing hats and stabs a lot, but something has to be the this never moves element. Usually, that's your snare, and often the core kick positions too. When you start micro nudging later, audition the ARP against just snare and hat first. If it works there, it usually works when the full kit comes back. Step 1. Choose your sample. Pick something with harmonic character. A bright piano chord. A rave stab. A vocal ah. A mallet hit. A short string stab. You want a sound that tolerates repetition and still feels exciting. If it's too long or too evolving, it'll smear. If it's too plain, it'll get annoying. The sweet spot is short, punchy, and slightly gritty or colorful. You can pull from your library, Ableton packs, or slice a small moment from a longer phrase. Don't overthink it. The groove and the resampling will do a lot of the magic. Step 2. Build the sampled instrument in Simpler. Create a MIDI track, drop in Simpler, and drag your sample in. Put Simpler in classic mode. Turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode based on the sample. If it's a vocal or a rich chord with lots of harmonics, try Complex Pro. If it's a short stab and you want it to stay punchy, try Tones. And if you notice the stab losing its bite with warp on, that's a real thing. Warp can smear transients. In that case, switch warp mode, or even try turning warp off and just tune the sample directly for one-shot style playing. Also, a tiny trick. Adjust the sample start slightly closer to the transient so the hit speaks immediately. Set voices depending on the vibe. If you want that classic monophonic rave stab machine, set voices to 1. If you want overlap, set it to 4 to 8. But be careful. Overlap can blur the rhythm fast. Now shape the amplitude envelope. Attack basically 0, maybe up to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain down at minus infinity, or very low. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Jungle ARPs tend to be tight. You're going for pop, not pad. Then turn on the filter. Use LP24 for that instant era vibe. Set cutoff somewhere around 2 to 8 kHz depending on how bright your sample is. Add a touch of drive if it needs attitude. Checkpoint. Play a few notes. It should speak quickly and stop quickly. If it rings on too long, shorten release or reduce polyphony. Step 3. Write the ARP, meaning the rhythmic retrigger pattern. Make a 1-bar MIDI loop first. Set the grid to 1/16th. Here's a pattern you can try that usually rolls nicely. Hits on 1.1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2.2, 1.2.4, 1.3.3, 1.4.2, and 1.4.4. That gives you a syncopated push without being too busy. Pitch-wise, keep it simple, 3 to 5 notes max. Jungle loves minor and Dorian flavors. If you want a quick example in a minor, you might use A, C, E, G, and keep returning to A as the anchor. And a big tip, if you want it to feel like an arpeggiator even though it's sample-based, keep note lengths short, like 1/32 to 1/16, and let the envelope do the shaping. Now step 4, add Swing the Jungle Way with Groove Pool. Open Groove Pool. Add a groove MPC 16 swing as a classic starting point, or any 16th swing that feels shuffly. Drag the groove onto your ARP MIDI clip. Now tweak it. Start with timing around 30%. Set velocity influence around 15% so accents start to breathe. Random around 5%, just a sprinkle. And make sure bass is set to 1/16th. That's important for this style. Listen against your drum bed. You're aiming for rolling, not stumbling. If it sounds like it's tripping over itself, reduce timing or reduce random. Also, a key move, apply the same groove lightly to your hats or ghost percussion so the whole band feels unified. But keep kick and snare mostly straight. If you swing the core too much, the drop loses punch. Now step 5 is the part that makes it feel like actual jungle. Micro timing and accents. Groove pool gets you most of the way, but the last chunk is you being intentional. First, accents. Pick a couple hits per bar and push their velocities up. For example, try boosting the hit around 1.2.2 and the one around 1.4.2. That creates the sense of a percussionist leaning into certain moments. And here's a coach note. Velocity is doing more work than you think. Before you go crazy with timing, do one pass where you only adjust velocity. You might be shocked how much roll you get just from accent placement. Then micro nudges. Turn off grid snapping for a moment. Move just a few notes. The most authentic jungle pocket often feels late. So try pushing one or two syncopated hits slightly behind the beat, like 5 to 15 milliseconds late. Then pick one pickup note and pull it a little early, maybe 5 to 10 milliseconds. That gives forward motion without turning into a full funk shuffle. The rule is, don't move everything. Move a few notes so the groove has tension. And remember the anchor idea, audition this against snare and hats first. If the snare feels like it's getting questioned, undo and try again. Step 6, add movement and texture using stock devices, but keep it controlled. A solid chain is, saturator, auto filter, echo and optionally chorus ensemble. On saturator, turn on soft clip, drive around 2 to 6 dB. You're not trying to crush it, you're trying to make it feel printed. On auto filter, use LP12 or LP24. Then add a slow LFO or draw automation on cutoff, rate around quarter note or half note, amount subtle. This gives that breathing motion without adding more notes. On echo, choose a timing like 1/8 dotted or 1/16th. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Now the crucial part, filter the delay. High pass and side echo around 250 to 500 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10k. Keep mix tucked, like 8 to 18%. Jungle space should feel exciting but not smear the pocket. If you want width, chorus ensemble can be nice, but go easy. Jungle stabs get huge fast, and huge can become messy fast. For a little rave tape edge, add redux very subtly. Tiny bit reduction. Tiny downsample and keep dry slash wet under 15%. If you can hear it obviously, it's probably too much for this role. Step 7 is the power move. Resample it like a break. This is where it stops being a MIDI stab pattern and turns into something you can chop, edit, and abuse like classic jungle audio. Create a new audio track and name it ARP Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record 4 to 8 bars of your ARP playing with the groove and effects. Then consolidate it into a neat loop. Now treat it like break audio. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve at 1/16th or 1/8th if you want chunkier steps. Use transient markers to keep it tight if needed. Then slice it. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing or 1/16th slicing. Now you've got your ARP as chopped audio hits on a drum rack style layout, and you can rearrange slices like classic jungle edits. Bonus move, reverse one or two slices at the end of every four bars for tension. Keep it tasteful. One little reverse can feel like a signature. Coach note here, commit early, then edit. Jungle is edit culture. Once the groove feels good, print it. Audio forces you to make decisive musical choices, and it prevents that endless one more timing tweak spiral. Step 8, arrange it like drum and bass. Turn your loop into a 16-bar section. A simple approach, bars 1 to 4. Keep the ARP filtered low and maybe reduce note density. Bars 5 to 8, open it up and let the swing feel stronger. Bars 9 to 12, switch to the resampled sliced version for more choppy energy. Bars 13 to 16, do call and response, mute the ARP for a moment, like bar 15 beat 3 to 4, then bring it back hard on bar 16. Use automation lanes. Filter cutoff for energy. Echo mix for occasional throws. Saturator drive for little fill boosts. And here's an arrangement trick that works constantly. Create space right before the snare. remove or heavily low pass 1 arp hit just before 2 and just before 4. That tiny breath makes the backbeat feel bigger and the roll feels more urgent. Now, quick list of common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't swing everything. Keep kick and snare mostly straight. Watch overlapping tails. Long releases turn this into a pad and blur your breaks. Keep frequency discipline. High pass the ARP with EQ8 somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on the sample, so it doesn't fight your bass. Don't overload randomization. A little is life. Too much is slop. And don't let echo carry low end, filter delays or the groove smears. If you want a darker, heavier modern DNB edge, try occasional minor second tension notes, just briefly, like a semitone above the root as a passing stab. You can also resample through something more aggressive like roar or heavier saturation, then filter and EQ it back into shape. And if it's fighting the kick, do subtle sidechain compression from the kick, ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to make room, not enough to pump. One more advanced idea if you want that contrasation roll. Duplicate your ARP. Make one version late, nudged behind by 5 to 12 milliseconds. Make the other version earlier pickups, maybe 5 to 8 milliseconds early, lower velocity, darker filter. Then alternate them every bar or every two bars. It feels like call and response without writing more notes.